Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Friday, July 8th, 2022. Today we're reading from the Big Book and we are on page 13, paragraph 5. The last paragraph begins with "my friend" and ends with "were essential requirements." Today's readers are Reggie O for the 12 steps, Carly C for the 12 tradition, Julie B will be our first reader, and Jordan L and Robin P will be readers as well, and back up. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for Thursday, July 7th, is 19152. That's 19,152. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting for July 8th is 19154. That's 19,154. DOA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Reggie O to please read the 12 steps. Star one to unmute, Reggie.
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Thank you.
And, my name is Reggie O. I'm gratefully recovered in Texas today. Thank you, Elaine, so much for your gracious service. And here are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And that just makes me want to say, let's go practice, everybody. Thanks.
Yes, thank you so much, Reggie. Okay, 12 traditions. Carly C., please read those 12 traditions for us. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Carla C., and I am a grateful, recovered compulsive overeater, and these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose serves but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for letting me serve. This is Carla in California.
Thank you very much, Carla. Okay, how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we do ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 13. At the last paragraph begins with "My friend promised," and I will ask Julie E.B. to please begin reading for us.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. My friend promised, when these things were done, I would enter upon a new relationship with my Creator, that I would have the elements of a new way of living, which answered all of my problems. Belief in the power of God, plus enough willingness, honesty, humility to establish and maintain the new order of things, were the essential requirements. Wow, what a paragraph. As I said, Julie, gratefully recovering, Colorado Springs. Wow. So even to have someone there and to hold out a promise, I could hardly believe promises when this first started for me. As many of you know, I was, 300 pounds. I was bedbound. I was dying. I've had every aspect of this and form of this disease, and I was really sick, and the idea that I would have a new relationship with my Creator, I thought I had the God thing figured out. I certainly could tell other people about God, but a relationship goes both ways, and it's not just a matter of me knowing ideas about God. As it said in the paragraph above, when these things were done, that's testing my thinking by the God awakeness within. So this new relationship has to do with when I have ideas, I test them. Are they a lower power voice telling me I'm a piece of crap and nothing's ever going to change? Or are they the voice of my higher power telling me that I'm just a growing, unfolding child of the Creator, just resting in God's care? These are the elements of a new way of living. This answers my problems, because my problems seem like they're on the outside, but for me, they're always on the inside. They always start from knowing that I'm precious and loved. And my friend, my sponsor, the people in this program, my sponsees, all those people help me to have different pieces, different elements. There's so many elements in a periodic table, but these many elements of a new way of living that are the answer. Belief in the power of God grew. Some of you know I love to quote, it's from another 12-step program, prayer, but it's, and believing is also an action. As I practice it, I develop faith. And so for me, as I put down the food, I began to believe I could put down the food. As I reached out and asked for help, I began to think I could reach out and ask for help. As I difficult events unfold around me and still had a God reassuring me, I began to believe that God loved me even when I messed up. And so these things, this belief, that is what spurred my willingness, honesty, and humility. Some people think that this means I have to bring these qualities to the table. I can tell you that I started with none of these qualities, no willingness, couldn't separate the truth from the false, and didn't see how self-centered it was to feel like the victim all the time. These things all started with this new relationship with my Creator, going through the book line by line with someone who helped me. So, thank you. And I pass.
Oh, thank you, Julie Ebring. Thank you very, very much. Okay. So we really value everybody's experience. We ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared on a meeting in the last 2 days and you'd like to comment on this, we'd love to hear from you. Please press star one to unmute and let me know your name.
Elaine G.
Liz S.
Elaine G.
Liz S. I got you, Elaine G. and Liz S.
Yep.
Anybody else? Star one to unmute. Okay, let's kick off with Elaine G, followed by Liz S. Please share with us, Elaine.
Hi, everybody, to this glorious day. I'm in a good mood because I am abstinent, very abstinent. But anyway, it's amazing how, when you're abstinent, how much better you feel. Anyway, I want to comment on the paragraph. To me, the elements of the program are honesty, willingness, and humility. You got to have them. Especially, you really can't work the program the best, to have a happy life. No. I am honest, very honest. I am very willing, and I must admit sometimes I'm critical. I am, and I admit it. But I really never admit it. I usually just write it down in my journal. I'm looking for a new sponsor because my sponsor, she has a problems. Yeah, problems, and her husband's dying, and. I'm compassionate and all that for her, but I need to have somebody to help me through the steps. And I'm going to sort of tell her that today. But anyway, but I'm very honest that I don't have much abstinence. I just have one day. Most sponsors don't want to work with me, you know. Big book sponsors as soon as I hear that. But I like the big book, so I'll keep on trucking away until I find someone that accepts me the way I am, you know. I see in the program that honesty is the best policy. And the willingness to work the program, you know. And humility, these are the elements of the program, you know? That's about it for me. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Elaine G.
Liz S., you're up next, and then we'll take a lineup. We're on page 13, the last paragraph, which begins with my friend promise and ends with essential requirements. Please share with us, Liz.
Hi, it's Liz S., recovered in New Hampshire. I was very touched by the last the speaker who shared on this, and thank you for your grace. You know, I found myself going back through the steps as far as Dr. Jung talking about the emotional rearrangement that must come about, have a spiritual awakening, and step three when Bill talks about being rid of self in order to have that place in one's heart, in one's soul, I believe, to allow room for a higher power to come in. And step 11, every morning or every evening or any part of the day where I can say to my higher power or my creator, I don't know what I'm doing. That's how I put it. I don't know what I'm doing. Could you show me where to go, how to go, what direction? I don't know the directions. I don't have a GPS. Please guide me and direct me, you know, and thy will be done. And all of these things are my finally admitting I don't have the answers. And my relationship with my higher power is always evolving. You know, there are times when I get furious. You know, where are you? Could you come back from wherever you are? And of course, God has never left at all. But there are times when I feel that he has. And I can have that conversation. And that's what's so wonderful. And I can say, I need to know I can trust you. I need to know that you're here. And something will happen through others. Answers come through others all the time. And as long as I can keep that conversation going, as long as I keep that channel open, as long as I keep that openness and that open mind and that honesty there, there's always room for higher power. If I shut that down, then again, I'm alone and I'm in big trouble. I must keep an open mind and an open heart, and I must always remember that I am not in charge. As Bill says constantly, I cannot control, and I must give up the idea that I can, and I must let some power greater than I am be in charge, and then I have a chance. And for that, I'm enormously grateful. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Liz S. in New Hampshire. Okay. So we do value your experience, but we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last 2 days and you'd like to, please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name.
Stacey A.
Irene
from
D.
New York.
I heard Stacey A. and Irene
from New York.
D. From New York. Thank you, Stacey A. from New York, and Irene B. Anybody else?
Jordan L.
Carla C.
Jordan L. Carla C. Anybody else?
Marietta P.
Marietta P. Okay. Let's go with Stacey A., Irene B., Jordan L., Carla C., and Marietta P. Please share with us, Stacey.
Hi, thank you so much for being of service and for this meeting. Talking about honesty and rigorous honesty, I started again from back at the beginning. Sorry, I'm a little lost for words. Back at the beginning of the big book with my sponsor, because I was losing control and my life was becoming unmanageable. I'm Stacy from New York, a bulimic, laxative abuser, spit and chew out food, restrictor, binger, basically everything, grazer. My life has started becoming unmanageable again, and I always knew I had the willingness, but I needed to start over. The relapsing of spit and chew out food that was not put down never kept me abstinent, I guess. So I was looking at myself and I just had to start over. I'm with a new sponsor right now. And I'm just taking time for myself. I'm very honest and I'm just really taking it one day at a time. But I realized when you put down the food and you put down your behaviors, your life can start becoming a little bit more manageable. But when some of your friends or even in relationships don't understand it, sometimes you might have to distance ourselves from those people or end a relationship, or sometimes even maybe a marriage, because they might not be healthy for us. And that's something that just happened to me. Ended a relationship. Well, a person ended it with me, but I had to accept it, and I've accepted the closure finally. No resentment. I guess that's maybe due to program. I'm actually in a very good spot, and I think that's because I actually relied on not myself, but God. For the first time, that's made me happier, and I'm not in my behaviors. And that's actually due to program, that I'm not shitting my brains out, not spitting and chewing out food when this relationship ended. I'm not in my behaviors at all. And I think that's just because I kept on working the program. I'm still on step one, but I've been in program for 2.5 years, and I'm working the tools every day. But my life today is a little bit more manageable. And with that, I will pass. Thanks for letting me be regularly honest. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Stacey A., for your example. Irene B., you're up next, followed by Jordan L.
Good morning. I'm Irene B., grateful, recovered bulimic in Louisiana. I'm so happy to be here. I am loving this paragraph at first, not so much, but as I meditated on it, here I go. It's like this is the solution. I know that I believe in God, always have, I guess. I'm not sure that I believe in the power of God, and believing in God is not enough. It's in believing in the power of a God and believing that he cares about me and all of my problems, that there is nothing trivial to him, that he cares about me. So believing God is not enough, but believing the power of God, that's enough, and believe that he cares. That's what it takes. And so in order for me to recover, I need to have that belief in God, and I have to have a willingness, honesty, and humility to be able to look at myself and to stop hating myself, because that's the root of my problem. And I cannot stop hating myself because that's how I roll, if you will. But through God, I can do what I couldn't do for myself. And on the top of page 14, it says, to establish and maintain the new order of things. I don't care anything about maintaining and establishing a new order of things. When I read that, it's like it just makes me angry. It's like I don't care about that. What I care about is to not live in the buildup of human emotion. And I thought that food was the cause of my problem. And what I didn't realize that my problem was that I made people my gods. And when I couldn't have the love and devotion and attention of people, then food came as a second close substitute for a very long time, until it didn't work anymore, or until I didn't have the love and approval of the people who I desperately made into my God, i.e. my husband. It doesn't work. What I needed to have, peace of mind, serenity, what I need to have in my life, to not experience the buildup of human emotion that comes to me from my lack of connection to other people who I desperately need to love and approve of me, I need to have a relationship with God. And I can't have a relationship with God unless I am willing, honest, and humble. Honest. But I can't come out of my denial, because my denial gets in the way of my honesty. And God will do for me that which I cannot do for myself. I've tried on my own to establish a relationship with higher power because I wanted to love God above all, and I couldn't do it until I came to the 12-step group. So thank you for allowing me to share, and thank you for the program that teaches me how to connect with my higher power so I may not be hopeless. And with that, I pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Irene B. Jordan L., you're up next, followed by Carla C. Jordan L., star one to unmute.
Hey, sorry about that. I unmuted and I heard Carla C. and I was like, oh, I guess it's not my turn. And I muted again. My name's Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and grateful to be absent and on a meeting. So my friend promised when these things were done. So just to like put this into perspective a little bit, Bill's writing his story here. He's putting his story down on paper, and the 12 steps haven't actually been written yet. they don't come until a couple of chapters later and how it works. So when these things were done, what these things are the steps, the 12 steps. This paragraph is basically a precursor to the 12th step. Would enter upon a new relationship with my Creator. That's the precursor to having had a spiritual awakening. luckily for me, I was able to enter upon a new relationship with my Creator even earlier on. It didn't necessarily. It was maybe solidified in step 12, but it kind of happened before that. And that new relationship with my Creator was one where I don't really know how else to describe this, right? Like I've described it in different ways since it's happened, but the description that I have today is like one. Like a new relationship, I was forgiven. What I understood was that I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to perform a certain way. I didn't have to be on my best behavior. The punishing God went out the window, and I was able to enter upon a new relationship with my Creator that was like gonna stick with me through this, was not going to like abandon me when I screwed up, because I screw up a lot, you know. I put the food down and I put the food down completely and I get entirely abstinent. But there's lots of other, like what happens is there's a ton of other ways for me to start screwing up after that. So it was really important that I had a Creator that was going to stick with me as I learned how to live this way, as I learned how to use these new elements for this new way of living that answered my problems. And I just want to say this. It doesn't talk about solving my problems. It talks about answering them. So it doesn't mean that I don't have problems. What it means is that I have some action to take. I have the wisdom and the courage to take action when I come across these problems today, and a fellowship to do it with. So thank you for letting me share. That's all I have.
Thank you, Jordan L. Carla C., you're up next, followed by Marietta P. Please share with us, Carla.
Wow. Thank you so much, everyone. I love what I'm hearing today. You know, when I first came in, I was very skeptical of my higher power. And just the past few days, I've been really praying really hard, you know, that I can receive this loving God that loves me more than I can imagine. My sponsor tells me every time I talk to her how big my God is and how much my God loves me. And it's just all about surrender and asking that higher power to come into my heart. you know, I'm look. Before I was looking outside of myself for people, places, and things to love and support me. And all the time, this loving higher power was inside of me. And I'm just so grateful today that all I have to do is just sit quietly and ask God for direction and pray. So thanks for letting me share, Carla in California.
Thank you so much, Carla C. Appreciate that. Before we hear from Marietta P., I just want to let you know that we are on page 13, paragraph 5, begins with "My friend promise" and ends with "were essential requirements." And we'll take another lineup after Marietta P. shares. So please do share with us, Marietta P. Star one to unmute.
Marietta P., recovered compulsive overeater in Virginia.
Thank you.
That says a lot. A belief in God, you know, I must have a belief in God, plus enough willingness and honesty and humility to establish and maintain a new order of things. These are the essential requirements that I must do on a daily basis. You know, and I renew that every day with being recovered with upon awakening, 11 steps, and 11th step at nighttime and throughout the day, page 87, 88, you know, pausing and praying, thy will be done throughout the day. So, you know, those are the essentials. That's me having enough willingness and honesty and humility. Because if I don't exhibit those things in my own life to myself, they surely are not going to be exhibited anyplace else. You know, and, you know, as a friend, myself taking someone through the program of recovery, you know, this is essential, these things here, to not only become recovered, but to maintain recovery. You know, it's I must have my food in order, which means it's I'm not engaging in compulsive process of eating or eating any of my alcoholic foods. And I'll tell you with that, from my own experience, my experience has been with God's grace that I have that neutrality. And, you know, that's one of the gifts of turning my life and my will on a daily basis over to the God of my understanding. And, you know, and I can carry the message. If we do these things, we will have a new order, you know, a new life, you know. You know, it's not enough to have a faith in God, but do I believe that God does work through me and for me, that my best interest is always what comes forth. It may not always be what I want, but it's always what I need. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marietta P. Okay, that we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last 2 days, we have room for about 4 people to share.
Meredith.
Darian.
Larry.
Hi, Jonas K.
Hi, Meredith. Meredith.
Jennifer T.
Brandy.
Okay,
Darian
way too many names. Let's see. Can we stay on for the next hour and a half and hear from everybody? I'd love to do that. Okay. Real loud background noise for somebody there. Okay, I heard Meredith G. and Larry and Kathy K. and Darian. And I'm so sorry if I didn't get you. At the end of the show, there may be time for one more share, but I think this will probably close us out. And sorry if I didn't get the last initial of your name. So Meredith G., will you please share, and you'll be followed by Larry.
Hello.
Was there a Meredith?
Oh, hey, sorry. This is Meredith B, as in boy, in Nashville, Tennessee. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay. When he says, oh, gosh, I just lost it. Sorry. I'm so sorry, you guys. Okay. My friend promised when these things were done, I would enter upon a new relationship with my Creator. And, I mean, in this list of things, belief in the power of God plus enough willingness, honesty, humility, to establish and maintain a new order of things were essential requirements. Now, that could sound so daunting and feel so daunting, but I just wanted to kind of testify to the fruit of the program. And I remember where it says, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. And I'm reworking the steps now. And it's the first time after 12 years in program that I've been truly abstinent and really working the steps with rigor and honesty, that I experienced a shift already, really from step two. I started noticing changes in my life and my behavior and my willingness to accept things and not be so ruffled all the time and angry and irritated with every little thing. So I just wanted to say that to give hope to anyone who feels maybe overwhelmed and that these things can't happen for them. I'm just saying that they're happening, and I'm not even halfway through yet. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Meredith B. And Larry G., you are up next, followed by Kathy K.
Thank you. My name is Larry G., and I'm a recovered compulsive eater from California. Thank you, Elaine. You are such a gracious host. Oh, I just, I don't know, I may get emotional talking about this paragraph. Yesterday was my daughter's 10th anniversary birthday in Alcoholics Anonymous, and those of you who are parents out there know how I must feel having a recovered daughter in Alcoholics Anonymous. And in her card, I wrote a quote from Bill W. It says, each day, this is what he wrote. Each day, my friend's simple talk in our kitchen multiplies itself in a widening circle of peace on earth and goodwill in men. This is our legacy. We can trace our roots back to the simple talk between Abby and Bill W. And to me, there is nothing more inspiring than a surrendered soul. And we are seeing Bill here surrendering to a power greater than self, and a widening circle of peace and goodwill transmits from this point on. I don't know where I'd be if I hadn't found this fellowship in 2020 with the pandemic, and I would have never have thought that I could have this kind of intimacy, this kind of friendship, this kind of love and support that I have found on this meeting. I attend this meeting every day I can that I can. I don't think I've missed more than a couple meetings in the last 2 years. And I have surrendered. I am a surrendered soul. I was beaten in submission. You know, there's nothing noble about my surrender. I mean, I didn't do it willingly. I was beaten in submission, just like Bill, sitting at this table with Abby. I was beaten into submission. I didn't come to God, you know, in this glorious moment, inviting God in my life. I was screaming out to God, either take me in my sleep tonight or take this disease away. And today I can tell you I am recovered, and I'm recovering in all areas of my life. And I am surrendering again this plan of eating, which I have held on to for so many years, 26 years in OA. finally surrendering it to God and submitting myself to the fact that I have lost choice when to eat, how to eat, who to eat with. I went to a restaurant with my daughter, and I got online yesterday, and I ordered exactly, and I showed up, I ordered exactly, and you know what, this obsession was driving me, well, it's okay, Larry, to have a little bit more protein. Why don't you add a little bit more chicken to salad, or how about this side right here, right? The disease was talking, but I said surrendered. I surrendered to God, I surrendered my plan of eating, and I walked away an absent man. Thank you for this moment, and thank you again, Elaine, for your service. I'm out.
Thank you very much, Larry G. Kathy K., you're up next, followed by Darian.
Thanks, Elaine, so much for your service today, and thanks for everybody on the line. I'm Kathy K., a recovered compulsive overeater in Boston. And I am so struck by how easy it is for me to forget the necessity of our daily disciplines if I don't participate in meetings like this. It's really and truly is one day at a time, and all we have is a daily reprieve, as it says later on in the big book. I am so grateful that after so many years of BAM, about 3 years ago, somehow I did a more thorough surrender and realized that my life depended on doing the same disciplines every single day, so that I could maintain an open channel and connection with my higher power, who today I call God. And that is nothing short of a miracle, having come to these rooms almost 30 years ago, a confirmed agnostic. But little by little, by continuing to do the work and to listen to all of you, I can say today that my life really does depend on my close connection with my higher power. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you very much, Kathy K. Darian K., you are up next. Please share with us.
Oh, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, just fine.
Oh, good. Good. Super. This is Darian K. in the Berkshires in Massachusetts. So grateful to be on the line with you this morning. And I'm walking, and, I just see my higher power in the color green, and it's just everywhere, right? So it just tells me that God is everywhere. And I am so grateful. I love how Bill wrote this. He constantly refers to his friend. You know, he doesn't use the man's name. He doesn't say Ebby. He doesn't say, you know, the man. He says, my friend. And I don't know, I just get such a comforting feeling when I hear that. Because I feel like this program is about fellowship through friendship, you know, and no, we're not, you know, going to the beach together and doing all this stuff, but we're constantly there for each other, you know, when the chips are down or when the chips are up, if that's a saying at all. I feel that on a daily basis. You know, I can pick up the phone and I can call somebody when I'm going through situations that I just don't understand. I am presently going through one with my daughter, and you know, I'm so powerless, and I have to put her in God's hands. And thank God, you know, I have a solid foundation that shows me, you know, this is what I need to do. This is what I don't have control over people, places, things, and situations, you know, and that's what acceptance is about, right? Accepting people, places, and things, and that nothing in God's world happens by mistake, and changing my attitude. It's so important for me to remember that, and to stay abstinent, because, you know, if I pick up the food, then I have two problems, you know, the problem I'm already dealing with and the food. And so I don't want that today. You know, I want this peace that I have in my heart, you know, as I walk through nature and appreciate the day. I mean, wow, you know, I can have my abstinent breakfast and then go out and appreciate the day. And it doesn't have to be rainbows and ponies, as people say, or the beach in Fiji. It can just be, you know, my own little backyard, enjoying the beauty that God has put out there for us on a daily basis. And that's what abstinence gives us, and that's what the program gives us, and that's what the 12 steps give us, as long as we stay in fit spiritual condition. So I'm super grateful, and thank you all for being out there for me. I pass.
Thank you very, very much. We do have time for one more share. Press star 1 to unmute if you haven't shared in the last 2 days and you'd like to comment.
Brandy M.
Go for it, Brandy. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. It's Brandy. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Alberta, Canada, currently in Las Vegas. I love this. I love that, you know, that this tells me that, you know, all it's going to take is a belief, right? And that if I believe that a higher power can do for me what I can't do for myself, then, you know, and plus bring the willingness, honesty, and humility into it. You know, for me, it was really important to be willing to do whatever it took to get recovered. You know, no half measures. I couldn't still keep certain foods. I still couldn't keep certain behaviors. Like, you know, it was like I had to be fully surrendered to the fact that my way did not work. And, you know, I could see it in my life. I could see that tornado that they talk about in the big book where, you know, I was just a mess in so many ways, but still functioning, because this disease still allows us to function for the most part. But I was seeing how it was progressively getting worse. And so, you know, I had to be honest about that. I had to look at that and say, my way's not working. My way got me, you know, 350 pounds and, you know, pretty much disabled from life, right? And not present in the moment at all. And, you know, and it's like, and I had to humble myself to say, like, I don't know. I don't know how to do this. I know I've been around for like, you know, 26 years, but I have no idea how to do this. Please show me. Show me how to do this. And that had to come initially from my fellows. And, you know, they started me on the way because I saw something in them that I hadn't seen in others. And they were recovering and, you know, having these beautiful lives. And I wanted that. I wanted that beautiful life. You know, at first I came here for the waves. You know, then I stayed because I wanted a better life than what I was living. And today I have that, you know, and as a direct result of God, this program, and just working this one day at a time as best as I can. So with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Brandy M. and everybody who shared today. Beautiful meeting. We're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Jordan L. please read a vision for you? Star one to unmute. Jordan?
Hey, thanks for moderating us this morning, Elaine.
Thank you.
Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize that we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. You will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.